Today marks the final day of a 9-day strike by maintenance workers at the STM. Some 2,400 employees of Montreal's public transit agency are leaving the strike with a government-appointed mediator. With one meeting already under their belt, and two meetings a week until the end of July, First Vice President Simon Yaivieri says he hopes the union can reach an agreement with the STM by the end of the summer.
We wish it's going to go forward a lot faster than it used to be the last year.
Yaivieri was one of a couple dozen workers picketing outside the East Plateau bus depot on Tuesday morning, where passersby in buses, cars, and on bikes showed their support during a busy morning commute. Workers have been without an agreement since January. They say they're fighting against the STM's attempt to privatize more of their work and force workers to come in for more night and weekend shifts. They're also fighting for a 25% increase over 5 years. The STM is offering 11. The 9-day strike started with confusion among riders around the times that service was offered. There was yet more confusion over whether the strike was still on after Labour Minister Jean Boulet announced a mediator in the dispute. Yaivieri says he understands the frustration some Montrealers have been feeling, but says the workers are frustrated too.
We don't want to be in strike. It's been tough for all the workers and all the people who had to trouble with the public transportation.
STM Director Marie-Claude Léonard has called the move to mediation, quote, a step in the right direction. Léonard has said in earlier statements that the public transit agency has its financial backers to think of. The STM cut its budget by $35 million last year. As the province has said, it's unwilling to invest more in its public transit agencies and is instead pressuring them to make cuts. On Friday, the STM said that those cuts, as well as a one-time investment from the province, allowed them to end the last fiscal year without a deficit, while upping ridership by 9%. But the union says that's not sustainable in the long term, and that more cost-cutting will see ridership decline.
We're on strike to get quality transportation for all the Montrealers.
The maintenance union says another strike is not off the table, and the union, representing the STM's 8,500 drivers and station attendants, has adopted a strike mandate of its own. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bigel with the Local Journalism Initiative.